My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Frequently, tasks include finding the center line of something. For example, on my current project, I wanted to cut an arc in the horizontal 1x8 V-match pine that spanned a header. The header delineated the space between the living room and a bump out for a bow window nook. My goal was to add some visual interest and soften the transition line. The room was about 16 feet wide and the nook about 12 feet of that. To create the arc, I needed a few bits of information to locate the ends of the arc and to locate the center of the arc. For the ends, it was a simple physical marking. Cut the 1x8 to length, temporarily hold it in place, and mark the spot where the ends intersect the visually supporting wall surface below. From each point, I decided to measure in 3 inches towards the center and have that be the ending point of the arc. To find the center of the arc, you just need to measure the distance between the end points. Cut it in half, simple enough, but at times the measurement isn't the easiest to split mathematically. If the measurement is something like 124 inches or 10 foot 4, no problem. 62 inches or 5 foot 2 is the midpoint. But more often it'll be something like 123 and 11 sixteenths or 10 foot 3 and 11 sixteenths. Not as easy to split, in part since most tape measures only go down to sixteenths, and you need 30 seconds to split that. Instead, I'll say, okay, 123 and 11 sixteenths is just below 124. Half of 124 is 62. So I'll measure in and mark from each end 62 inches. The center will be the midpoint between the two spots marked at 62. As long as you measure in the same distance from each end, it doesn't matter if you split the measurement high or low. The midpoint will be located exactly between the two marks. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.